Praise the Lord. Brother Hinman, you come and preach for us. Yes.
Okay. All you brothers that think I'm old, am I right?
yeah, there you go.
I'll say yes. Amen. Now that gives you a break, see?
Hey, amen. I've had a lot of fun here this week. But the fun is just beginning. Amen. We're going to be in John, the third chapter, tonight, but tomorrow night, the fun really begins. We're going to be talking about the hidden years of Christ, from the time that he's about 13 years old to the time that he goes into his ministry. Because people say, oh, there's nothing the Bible says about Christ during that period of time. I like to get preachers and show them. You know, that there's things in the Bible that we're not reading and we find it. I'll give you some things, amen, on that subject. And then the last night, I'm looking for the most macho fellow in the church that we could find, all right? Now, I'm not going to do anything, but this is real. Amen. Okay. Amen. We have a lot of fun. Does that bother you? That scary? No, that's nothing. Amen. But we'll have some fun with that. But I'm also a message that goes along with that, all right? The message I do with that is called Callous Christians. You know, we have a lot of callous Christians in this world that have grown up underneath the ministry, and they no longer go to church, or they get older. Well, I know it all. Well, I wish you'd come talk to me. I don't know it all yet. All right? But we'll have fun, too. One thing about the Word of God that we often have a problem with is we get ourselves into a position that we don't use the talents God has given us. And as I said, this is a real torch. In just a minute.
My voice hidden here for the rest of the day. I got a pipe side, I got flux in here, I got cutter in here, I got a pair of pliers in here. I got all kinds of things in this, amen. You use in the plumbing and heating trade. Somebody said that would scare me. No, it's not hot. See, I got the hot end of that right now. That's not hot. Amen. Anybody want to come and grab it? Amen. I'm just going to disobey. The reason why I do these things is
years ago we had our own camp with almost 100 acres of property. I wish we had that camp today. And we had some of the greatest revivals in that camp. And that's one of the things that I did at the camp every year. But tonight we want to talk about John, the third chapter, verse 3. Chapter 3, verse 36. And I'll see if I can get over there. See if I can find it, all right? I know it's in here. Amen? Remember that song I talked about? Smile a while and give your face a rest. Amen. We need to smile, Christians, do it not more. And I would say this to you, and I thought somebody, this what I'll be doing the last night I'm here with that torch and so on. We have a young man who was a pastor's son, and to his pastor's son. But now he's in Heartland Baptist College, this young man. that I did what I did, will do with this torch. Not tonight, but I'll do it to take that torch and I'll show you something. And that young man came forward during one of the services that I did with that, along with many others. That young man is one of the men that's the top men in Heartland Baptist College in Oklahoma. Pastor's friend, his father's a good friend of mine. I was out there back a few years ago, and I was there on one of the meetings, and somebody came down and hollered my name, and I turned around and this young man came up to me and he gave me a big hug. He said, "Do you know who I am?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "I want to thank you for what you did way back then." He said, "I would not be where I am today if you had not done that with me." He said, "I was calloused. I was a pastor's son. I was a know-it-all." And he went on for 15 minutes. You know what? We get hindered sometimes by the... we think we know it all. Amen? I got news. I don't know it all. I go to my wife when I need to know it all. Amen? 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 Now think about that just a minute, all right? Like I told everybody, I said, I'm the head of my house and I have my wife's permission to say so. All right? I have a lot of fun with things like that. Makes people smile. But you know, when we smile as Christians, God smiles with us. Did you know that? And I see so many ugly Christians when I stand in the pulpits. You know, they get all the same, do like we used to do when we were kids, you know. Push your eyes up, pull your ears up, and put your other fingers in your mouth and see how ugly you could look. God doesn't want us that way. If God wanted us that way, He would have taken and made us that way. Thank God for the way we are. And you got to remember this, that you're beautiful to God if you're serving Him. I quote an old thing years ago from my friend Dr. John R. Rice. He was sitting in his office one day down in Freesboro, Tennessee. And one of the secretaries came in and said, "There is a lady out here that says she's been a missionary in Africa for almost 70 years. And he said, "Let her in." She walked in the room, came over to where Dr. Rice was sitting at his desk, and she sat down in a chair beside his desk. And he said this, he said, "I looked at this lady," and he said, "the first thing that entered my mind was, what an ugly lady." Now listen to me, this is true. He said, "What an ugly person." She'd been there in Africa in the heat, and they burned her face, and the wrinkles were there. He spent almost a half an hour with this lady. At the end of the half an hour, he made this statement. He said, "This is the most beautiful lady I've ever seen. What's in here?" Amen? I thought that was a great tribute. God looks at you. Regardless of what you see in the mirror, God's looking in here. Amen? He's looking in here, who you are. For those people who haven't been here, I'm just a farm boy. I don't know very much. I just kind of follow what God tells me to do. But I love my Lord. Had a lot of fun. Spent a lot of time with veterans. About 250 of them. In fact, I'll be going home here after we're done with the services. Not tonight, but we get down here, God will let me out the door faster. When I get home, my wife will tell you one of the first things I'll do when I get a little rest is I'll head for the veterans home in Oxford, New York. Because I want to tell them how things went up here. They're praying for this meeting. They're praying for it. Amen. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
I can't think of anybody better than I think pray with me. It's Christians that were in the military who understand what America's going through and who love their God and their Savior. To me, that's a wonderful thing. Here in John, the third chapter. Amen. The third chapter, verse 36. It says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him." What a wonderful thing. There are divisions in the book of John, and the different chapters and the different things that go on that are being taught by God. If you and I could think of things that belong to a particular group of or kingdom, we could think about a lot of things. For instance, how about birds? They live in their own realm, don't they? I love to watch them. I'm up here stairs and watching as they're flying outside of the building and watching them dug down in the trees. I just love to watch them. And they're flying next to each other and all over the place and dodging each other, and yet they're not running into each other. That's kind of in a realm. That's better than what airplanes are doing now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe when they could just talk to the birds. Amen. How about fish? I like to swim. I love to dive under. I got a grandson. They took him to the YMCA. How old was he, Ben? 4 years old?
Three or four.
3 or 4 years old. They took him to YMCA with the rest of the family and my son-in-law to go swimming. And the girls had swimming taught to them and how to do it and so on and so forth. They all get in the swimming and they put him over by the shallow part of the swimming pool and they go swimming. All of a sudden, along comes this little boy swimming right there with everybody else. He'd never swam before in his life, but he could do it. Amen? You know, you can do a lot of things if you got faith in God. Amen? Think about that. How about you talk about, okay, we talked about the birds, we talked about the fish. How about mammals? Aren't they kind of in a little place by themselves too? Think about that. We could go on and on and on and think about it. Did you realize that these cannot go from one kingdom to another? You ever seen a cow fly? Amen. I'm glad they don't. Amen. I'm getting you to smile a little bit now. All right. You wake up just a little bit. I'm a farm boy. All right. Think about that for just a minute. Now, I know they've got flying fish out there, but they've got to have the water to get them started, and they only go just so far, and then the wind carries them a little bit, but then they're back down in the water, right? They can't stay up there in the air. They cannot go from one kingdom to another. They remain in the kingdom to which they were born in and created for. Likewise, man cannot leave the kingdom of man and go into the kingdom of God by good works or by any other efforts. There's only one way we can get into the kingdom of God. That is when we're born again into that family. Amen? born again, amen? Praise the Lord, I'm glad I'm born again. I'm glad I'm born again. Hallelujah. So I'm glad, amen. Now someone said, boy, you know, did I wake you up? Amen. I'll teach you to go to sleep. Certainly say that. You're a pastor's daughter? You're... Okay, somebody get over and sit behind one of those. Keep those kids straightened out, all right? Okay. Smile, amen? Smile a while and give your face a rest. Amen. Point your hand to the one you love the best. Amen. Jesus Christ is the one I love the best. Oh, I love my wife. But if it wasn't for Jesus, I would not have the wife. I had God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You and I think about some of these things for just a little bit. We're going to talk about this. Precious Lord and Heavenly Father, help me today. Lord, would you bless me and direct me in things that I ought to say and those things that I ought to leave behind. Father, most of all, would you touch hearts tonight. Help us to realize who we are, dear Father, and that we're in the Lord's army, Father. Someone said to me one time, years ago, dear Father, I couldn't be a chaplain because I'd never been in the military. Dear Father, I can remember saying to that person, I said, I've been in the military for years. I said to him, I said, how long have you been in the military? He gave me a number, Father, and I told him how long I'd been in the Lord's army. Never said another word to me. Father, I thank you for being in your army, being chosen by you to serve you. Would you bless now this message? In the name of Jesus, amen. Nicodemus was a great man. There in that third chapter, in that verse 36, he that believeth on the Son have everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God is upon him. Nicodemus, in that third chapter, if you turn there, John, the third chapter, verse 1, it says, and there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. A ruler of the Jews. Amen. And he came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art the teacher from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Cannot. Amen? There's no other way to get to God and to take your family with you but through Jesus Christ in the new birth. That's so important. Actually, the services that I'm going to be doing the rest of the week, the Callous Christians, amen, and the life of Jesus, the hidden life of Jesus, has to do exactly with what I'm doing there. They all come together. They all fit together. Amen? Like a big puzzle, but they fit together. Notice here that he came to Jesus. Boy, how we need to come to Jesus. Amen? There are a lot of people today who pray to God and prayed about Jesus to help them. Prayed the Holy Spirit, some of them, amen. But you know what? We need to come to Him. Amen? We need to come to Him. Let me explain to you something. My wife, we've been together for many, many moons, as the old lady would say. I can say that because she's got part American Indian in, so do I, amen. If we could talk an Indian, American Indian here, you wouldn't know what I was talking about. Amen. But praise the Lord. You know what? We come together and talk. One of the things we've enjoyed about being up here alone is talking together, studying together, spending some time together. He's my partner. Amen? Do you know that as a Christian and a part of the family of God, if you know it, you're a part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
And one of these days, the trumpet's going to sound, the sky is going to open up, and we're just going to take off. No airplane, amen. No trouble with crashes. No trouble with a pilot. And I'm just going to go faster than anybody's ever gone before on this earth. I'm going to fly away, amen. I love that old song. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away, amen. When I die, amen. I'll fly away, amen. And it doesn't make any difference to me. Death doesn't mean anything to a Christian. You realize that? It just means we're done with this time down here. By the way, is there anybody who would like to stay in this body that are a little bit elderly? Would like to stay in this body for another 100 years? Amen. Amen. Hey, think about that for just a minute. Amen. I'll tell you, you don't have to worry about it. Amen. Because this body is just a house that you and I are living in. But we're here. Amen.
Amen.
Think about it for just a minute. We got shingles on the roof. This guy's shingles are wearing out. You're turning color, brother. There's another one wearing out here, amen? Some of them, they overloaded with shingles on their head, you know, and their hair, the head shingles hang off. Amen. Think about it for just a few minutes. How's your windows doing today? Mine aren't too good when I take them. I need new windows, amen. They're getting all over. I don't see as well as I used to. My wife went in, had an operation, got hers fixed. Amen. She's doing real good now. She don't need her glasses even, but she's so used to wearing them, she still wears them. Amen. We won't even talk about the plumbing system. Amen. How about your heating system today? Are you cold when you should be hot, and you're hot when you should be cold? And now, the folks that are a little bit, their house is a little older, we understand those things.
I'm pretty well insulated.
What's that, brother?
I'm pretty well insulated.
You're insulated. See, he's even got insulation in his body. Amen. I ain't got any shingles left, but he's insulated. Someone said, why do you do that? Christians ought to be happy, amen? And we can think about things in so many ways that people don't think about it. This old house. There's an old song years ago. This old house, amen? Amen. I used to love that song. I used to sing it when I was children. All the family get together and we'd sing. You know when I got a new house coming? Amen. Amen. I got a new house. It'll never grow old. Amen. There's again another song. And the land will never grow old. Amen. Think about all those things. Put these all together. You got a message, brother. I love music. I'm not a good singer. My wife doesn't sing it in there. But I love the music. And I love people. You know the reason why? Because my Lord loves people. Amen. You know where I met this morning? Down to the coffee shop, the little diner down here. I went down to that diner, walked in the diner, said, went over to a gentleman. One gentleman sitting by in the table by himself. I said, could I sit down next to you, across from you? He said, sure. We sat down, had a cup of coffee together, and talked for 10 or 15 minutes. And he asked me if I was from the area, and I said, no. And we talked for a few minutes, and he said, what you doing in the area? I told him we were here tonight. We're going to be here the rest of the week. I said, we've invited him down. Whether he ever shows up or not, I don't know. That doesn't make any difference. The idea is I'd love to see him should come in. But you know what? Probably tomorrow morning I'll be up and go down there again. See if I can catch him again. When I got all done with that him and talking with him, he got up, had to go. I turned around and a couple of gentlemen beside me and says, who'd you say you were? That's why I got to spend another 5 or 10 minutes with them. Got to meet people in the area. Amen. That's what it's all about, life as Christians. And talking about people. You see, I'm concerned about people. I want everybody to go to heaven with me. An old story about the preacher who was preaching. The guy after service said to him, he said, brother, it sounded like you were getting up a party to go with you. He said, no, not a party. I want a whole busload. Amen? I don't want a whole busload. I want heaven filled. Amen? That's what it's all about. Everyone that wants to go can go if they accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Nicodemus came. He's ruler of the Pharisees there in John 3:1. And we went on, and there's so much in this that you could go through. But he came to Jesus in John 3:2, and he came by night. Now, why did he come by night? He was of the Pharisees, Jews. Religious part, amen? The lawyer part of it. And he came by night. And he came with some questions. He come and ask those questions. He will use natural human reasoning. And he comes to Jesus. And Jesus here in chapter 3, verse 3 says, verily, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. The son of God. And Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered and said, verily, verily. Now the word verily, verily in a case like that, you could put truly, truly in there. In other words, of truth. Amen? You can do that. That's not a bad thing. I still like the old part, but I like the King James, amen?
Amen.
Amen. I got original King James sitting in my out of my car, back of my car out there. Amen. I love those books. I love those books. I've told them here already, my father would sit down when he could and sit down and read the Bible too. My brothers and sisters, my brother and my sisters, when we were young. When my dad wasn't there, my mother would tell me stories about that and read it. Praise God. My mother would have went to college to be a teacher. And filled in for teachers a number of times, but never wanted to teach. But you know, she taught us a lot of things. Amen? A lot of things. I appreciate it so very much. Both my father and mother are home with Jesus now. Amen? I can see my father up there being a carpenter. Him and Jesus are having a good time. Amen? You realize Jesus is a carpenter too? In fact, if you read the original language and you can get the language and get it down interpreted in that area, to be a carpenter during that period of time means that you had a knowledge of all the trades that existed at that time. It goes deeper, amen, if you get into the original language. You know what's amazing? There isn't too many trades out there that I don't know, being a farm boy. This is just milking the cow, you know. It's being a mechanic. It's doing electricity. Working with concrete. Doing roofing. Whatever you're doing, the plumbing. Everything. You learn everything on a farm, amen? With me, when I grew up, we didn't have tractors at that time. We learned about horses. I'm sure if you're with us, we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about the hidden world of Jesus. Now, look what Jesus does to him. And Jesus answered in that fifth verse, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Amen? That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So it is with every one that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel? You knowest not these things." I believe we have a lot of people that call themselves Christians today and still not know what God's talking about there. Amen? Oh, we made a profession, but do we have the possession? Amen? Think about that so much. You know, my wife and I, we went together probably about 6 months back before we got married. And praise God. But you know, I didn't know her as a wife till after we got married. Amen? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amen. No wonder so many marriages break up today because they get the cart ahead of the horse.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And they're not following the rules that God laid down. Here, God's laid down some rules. Verily, verily, verse 11, verily, verily, I say unto thee, thou, we speak what we do know and testify that what we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Amen? Heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Savior's face. Amen? Oh, heaven's a wonderful place. And I can't wait to see Jesus face to face. Oh, he said, well, we got pictures of Jesus. There is no picture on the face of this earth of Jesus. Amen? Something man has done, but there's no such thing. Amen? It's like the one they say that Jesus got married. Well, have been here a couple services ago, and I disproved that too. He was never buried because married, never had a child because he never was with a lady. But it's right in Scripture. If we read the Bible, it's there. Amen? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that made it not to be. Oh, we get it, don't we? I can tell you about earthly things. I'm a farm boy. I can tell you. I can take a piece of brass rods and go out through meadow someplace, and I can tell you where water is. I can take a piece of apple tree, take a cut of fork off from it, take that out through the field, and I can tell you where the water is. But I can also tell you something that most people can't. I can tell you within 3 feet how deep that water is in the ground. Someone said, how do you do that? You'd have to come with me for me to show you. My grandfather, who wasn't very well educated, third grade, taught me how to do that. And I've done it a number of times. Somebody that couldn't find water on their property and go out and find water for them. When I worked in the plumbing heating trade, people from the water department come and say, well, we don't know where the water main is here. I said, just a few minutes. I go down and back and couldn't find an apple tree or some kind of tree with some fruit onto it that had a pit into it. I would go and get me some brass rods. And I could walk across the street and tell you where the water main was. You can do a lot of things. And man can do a lot of things we don't even know we can do. You know what? We've lost those things over the years. Most of the farmers, when I was young, could do things like that. I'll tell you my age here, ain't I? Brother Pastor Ed's been trying to figure my age out. He's not sure exactly how old I am. Amen. Amen. I'm not sure I know how old I am. Amen. My wife will tell you. She knows exactly how old I am. Amen. What's that?
That I'm older than you.
Yes, she is. She is exactly 1 month older than I am. That's the reason why I always say, you know, that I'm the boss, and I'm the head of the house, and I have my wife's permission to say so. Amen? Think about it. We're just a minute. She's also the starter in the home. Did you know, ladies, you're the starters in the home? Amen. I won't get into all that, but I'll tell you what, you ladies, you can get things started. Amen? You really can. You could also calm. Amen? You can also calm the waters. You have a very special gift that God has given you. No man, verse 13. No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what? If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're 100% sure that you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're going on through eternity. Oh, the body will fall apart, amen? But the soul... You ever stop and think about when God created Adam and Eve in the garden? What did he do? He breathed into them the breath of life. Did you ever think what the soul? I thought about that a lot when I was younger, preacher. Did you ever think about what the soul really involves in? Has to do with the breath of life. The breath God breathed his breath of God into that first human being, and man became a living soul or a never dying soul. Amen? There's no animal that God has ever done that to. But he did it for man because man is his child. Amen? When I leave this world, if it's not by the rapture and God calls home the soul, I'm going to leave this old house here. And I'm going to fly away, amen? We don't think about those things, do we? And you know, preachers don't preach about them. They're afraid to because they're, oh, somebody's going to tell me I did that wrong. You know what? After over 50 years in the ministry, I don't care what somebody says about me. I'm not there to please mankind. I'm there to please God. Amen? My Savior. I got to quit being afraid of men. This is the book, King James. Amen? How come, you tell me, how come we've forgotten how to read English?
Yeah.
Amen? So we got to make a new book that's harder to read than the original.
Yeah.
Think about that. Some of the words are in the newer ones out if you've ever read them. It's crazy. I've got it in my office. I've got a Bible in my office that most of you will never have. It's written by the Mormons. I could take that book and open it up and lead a Mormon to the Lord Jesus Christ through his own book. Marshall Warnicki of Salt Lake City, Utah is the one brought that around. He gave me one. I like to sit down with them and talk about them and take their own book and turn around and say, here, it says the same thing. They've got the truth in there, brother. They just don't have it written the way we do in our book. Did you know that? I told them here one the first day I was here that you wouldn't believe the people in the veterans home I've got praying for me in these meetings and for you and folks that are here. I was getting ready to walk out and I had three or four of the men there talking about where I was going because I wouldn't be back for a week. And as I did that, I had a Jehovah's Witness lady walk by me. And she stayed there for about 5 minutes and listened to me. And she says, Pastor, can I pray for you too? Now, I can see what's on your face. She said, I wouldn't want one of them to pray for me. Listen, if you'd witnessed to her about Jesus Christ as long as I have, over 3 years, do you know where she is? She's right on the edge now. And I'm going to go home and tell her what God did here, and she's going to get excited. I believe she'll receive Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Amen? I'm not going to stop someone from praying for me. Amen? I'm going to say, you can't pray for me. Amen? I deal with every denomination that you could name up in the United States down there. Some of the greatest people in the world. Some inventors. A lot of Second World War, a lot of Korean people. But you know what? Whosoever, I want them to know whosoever is who he is. Amen? Do you want to know and want people to know whosoever is? Who is he? Think about it. Think about it. You're the one that needs Jesus Christ, huh? Whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Amen?
Amen.
You're the whosoever. I'm the whosoever. These people out there, no matter what denomination they're in, or what background they're in, or where they grew up in, they need Jesus Christ because they're the whosoever. and we were the whosoever. I hope you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. I hope you're going to live for Him. I hope you'll be concerned when you walk down the streets or sit in a diner and you're concerned about the person that's sitting next to you, about their coming to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. The new birth is not natural. The new birth defies description. In the 3rd chapter 9 through 14, if you read down through them, you will find Jesus, amen, find Jesus illustrating the faith. The new birth defies description, by the way. People don't understand, because I've seen people who are alcoholics stop drinking just like that. I've seen people with drugs being drugs, and they drop their drugs and you'll never see it again. I've seen people of all kinds. I've seen people with terrible tempers. And all of a sudden they lose that when Christ comes into their life, and they change completely. Verse 12 says, if I told you earthly things, you would believe not. How shall I believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that cometh down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He's talking about himself, isn't he, Jesus? Amen. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have. That's possessive, amen? Have. Amen? Now, do you have eternal life? Do you have Jesus as your Savior? Or are you just talking? My wife made a statement. My son-in-law, who's pastoring the church in Norwich, New York, Matthew Frere, he, good preacher, very good preacher, good man. He went through Bible college down in the South, came home, and I asked him, I said, would you like to come and work with me for a period of time? And let me show you some things in the ministry that they didn't teach in college. Amen. Yes, college is great. Teach you how to study the Bible. But it can't teach you everything. Amen. He came with me. He's now pastoring the church in Norwich. Me, I'm just having fun. Amen. I really am. I'm having fun. Whew, I'm having fun. Amen. I was preaching Sunday night, right, Matt? What's that?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. And all of a sudden, my son-in-law came down the aisle, knelt at the altar. I went down with him. I said, what's the matter, Matt? He said, I'm not saved. There's a man who went to Bible college, a man who walked the altar before. But you know what it is? Did a change take place in here when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You wouldn't like me when I was younger. Amen? I wrestled in high school. I was a New York State champion. Actually, I was. Many moons ago. You know, there wasn't anybody I was scared of, no. But when Jesus came into me and I said, yes, come in, my life changed. I'm like most military men, I can grab you with one hand and you can't do anything to me. I don't care how big you are. If you've had any training at all, that's all gone. Amen. Now I do everything that I can to stay away from squabbles with somebody. I'll turn my back and walk away. They'll call me all kinds of names. I walk away. I don't believe I need to fight with anybody. Amen. I got a Lord that fights my battles. Amen. I've had people cheat me out of money. And folks, I'm going to say something to you. I now for 50 years have helped churches throughout the northeastern United States and gone in and worked on their plumbing, their heating systems, on their buildings. Never charged them a penny. And never got a penny out of any of them. I got one church that I went in and put a air conditioning system into, a plumbing system, a heating system. When I got all done, I had $13,000 worth of supplies I put there. And I told the pastor that, and the pastor said, we're not going to pay you. I went in debt for that. And I said, what's the problem? I said, can't you pay a little bit of the time? He said, we're not going to do that because we're a little short on money, and we know you won't sue us because you're a pastor and you're a Christian. And I said, yes, you're right. I said, but I don't want to be you when God gets done with you. I don't want to be with the church that you're building. I walked away from that job, never talked about him or who he was or what church it was. The church does not exist now. The pastor's out of the ministry now. He's not in the ministry. You know what? It doesn't make any difference to me. I've asked God not to punish them in any way. But you know what? God means to be, wants us to be honest one with another too. And he wants you to be honest with him. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Amen? Do you know who Jesus is? Do you speak to him every morning? Do you take his book and read through his book and find out more about God? God don't want to punish anybody. Man punishes himself when they reject Jesus Christ. You punish yourself when we lie and don't act the truth. We could go on to spend forever in this area of Scripture. God didn't come into the world. Christ didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but the world really like to be saved. Are you saved? Do you really know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? You got bitterness inside you? My wife would tell you, boy, sometimes I come home and I'd like to, you know, the Spirit of Jim won't let me do that anymore. I love you. I don't come to these meetings for money, by the way, I think I told you that. I come because I was invited and I was hoping in some way I could touch your hearts in some way. Teach you about the love of God. It's not just for children. My son-in-law accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior then. Okay? Oh, we thought he was saved. even my daughter thought he was saved because she was down there in college when he was going to college. But he wasn't. Thank God. He made it right with God. Amen. My heart breaks when I say Christians doing some things that we ought not to be doing. Amen. When we stop praying for people. When we stop forgiving people. Amen. People either like me or they dislike me. Amen. And I found that over the years. It doesn't make a bit of difference to me. I'm here because God wanted me here. God handed me here, but it closed the door for us to be here. I'm here because I know God loves people. And God wants you to be in the right track. Amen. We talked a little bit just tonight, and I could do a lot more in that area of Scripture. I encourage you to write the rest of that, read the rest of that next couple of chapters there. Amen. They'll help you tremendously. Come back tomorrow night. Bring somebody with you. Bring somebody with you. We're going to talk about all those years. What was Christ doing between the time he was about 13 years old and the time when he went into his earthly ministry? What was he doing? I could show you. It's in this book. Amen? It's in there. No, it's nothing in there. That's what they tell me. It's nothing in there. Don't worry about something. Read it yourself. Amen? I've had people tell me a lot of things about the Bible. You know what? It's in there. Things that we don't even know about. Christ never had any children. Physically, as you and I would have children. But he has a lot of born-again brothers and sisters. That's pretty good. Amen? I got a brother in heaven that I talk to every morning and every night. I'll be talking tonight when I go upstairs. He's there. He listens. And he makes intercession for you and I. The wrongs that we do. He knows we're not perfect. Amen? He knows we're not perfect. Now, you who are perfect, you can come over here. Okay, and you who are not perfect, amen, you can sit over here. You have one non-perfect over here and a perfect over here. How's that? Amen? I don't see anybody moving. Pastor, I don't see him moving. Oh, amen. Amen. God loves you. I love you. My wife loves you. Are we perfect? No, my wife and I are not perfect. We're sinners, saved by the grace of God, the same as you do. There's no difference. We're all have sinned. You have a problem with that big word, A-L-L? All have sinned and comes forward to the glory of God. Amen. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, you need to get saved. Pastor, this is yours. Amen. Amen.
When I got saved, I came just as I am.
Amen, brother.
When I got my life right with Christ, I came just as I am. When I come to intercede for a loved one or brother, I come just as I am. Number 270, let's sing Will Acapella tonight. Amen. Just as I am, thou is not one plea, but that.